What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Legion. You are listening to Strong, the Iron Will Way, the official podcast of the Iron Legion Strength Company. This is episode number 201. And what I wanted to talk about today, it's a little couple days into the new year, a week into the new year. And there's a lot of kind of common challenges, I think, people have to being successful in their resolutions, or, you know, just things in general. Resolutions are a great thing to talk about this time of year, but let's face it, resolutions happen at any time during the year. Should happen all throughout the year. And there are a lot of things that get in the way, but the thing that I see the most across all platforms, meaning fitness, strength, weight loss, life goals, business goals, is self-doubt. Self-doubt is a killer. Self-doubt is that kind of thinking small that I alluded to. I don't know if it was a podcast or a video or what, but that's when we start thinking that we're not really worthy of these big things, big dreams, big plans that we have, and we kind of back down, we shy away from the monster, and we live small, and we live safe, and we don't want to take those chances because we're afraid that the people who are successful at all these things, whether that's, again, getting into shape, losing weight, growing a business, we think that those people who are successful at that are somehow different than us, somehow better than us, more talented, more intelligent, more gifted, and we just kind of settle into mediocrity. We settle into not being in great shape. We settle into not losing weight. We settle into not growing that business or writing that book or going back to school, whatever it is. This is a real thing, and it's common, and it strikes everyone. So I think the first thing to understand is that even the most successful people that you know, that you read about, that you see on TV, that you hear about, that you listen to, we all have it. They all have it. Everybody has it. If people are honest, they'll tell you, okay? And I think that was the first thing that was helpful to me, was to find out that really successful people also had and still have self-doubt, even at the high levels. You know, yes, they're going to be confident and probably carry themselves in a confident way, but it doesn't mean that they necessarily feel that way all the time. There's always going to be moments of self-doubt. And, it's very common. I experienced it as an athlete, as a bodybuilder, as a business owner, like in every stage I've experienced it, still do. And, you know, it's funny, business being the most recent thing for me that I'm kind of challenging myself with, and all this stuff is relatively new to me too. I like to listen to, you know, more successful business owners, people that have been doing this for a longer period of time, have grown their own businesses, and hear the struggles they went through and the self-doubt that they had, because it makes me feel better about mine. So they'll often talk about how they were full of fear and self-doubt. They got started, and then once they got going, they started to feel good and feel confident, and then they hit this like next stage where they wanted to grow and expand, and then they kind of went backwards, right? The business kind of went backward in terms of like success and profitability. They went backwards in terms of their own self-confidence, and then the self-doubt crept back in, and then you overcome it again. It's kind of this like stair step approach, or this like two steps forward, one steps back. So that kind of happens in all of it. But what I would say is you can't get over self-doubt by wishing it away, or by thinking positively, or all this shit. If you don't feel worthy of XYZ, you have to somehow prove to yourself that you are worthy of that. That doesn't happen by just thinking positively. It happens by taking action and becoming successful at things and doing things that start to convince your subconscious that you are worthy of it. So I'll give you a couple examples. If I'm kind of intimidated about the idea of something, you know, for me, getting into business was very intimidating because I had zero education in business. I went to college for 4 years, completely unrelated degree, literally not one single class on accounting, business, marketing, management, anything to do with running a business. So yeah, great. I had a lot of training and fitness knowledge, having been a trainer for a lot of years, but I had zero knowledge about business. So I had a lot of self-doubt about my abilities to run a business, to lead a team. And I would still have those had I not spent 10 years reading, listening to every audiobook, reading every physical book that I could find on leadership, business, marketing, leading a team, sales, everything about having a business. And every book that I read, every book that I listened to, every podcast that I listened to made me more confident that I could do it because I was doing the things necessary to be able to do it, right? So it would be unreasonable for me to have self-confidence in that area. It would be very logical for me to have self-doubt in that area prior to that because I should have self-doubt. I didn't know anything about it, right? So you have to have some small wins in your column for your subconscious to start believing that you can do this, okay? So if it's working out, weight loss, getting stronger, and so forth, this is the beauty of strength training. I talk about it all the time, but like every time I start talking about it, it just proves my thoughts. The beauty of strength training is that you just start somewhere, anywhere, and you immediately start getting stronger. So you start seeing progress, you start improving, and immediately you're giving feedback to that subconscious that you can do it, right? So you're not expected when you start strength training to know. Again, it goes back to like my children. You know, they go to gymnastics for the first time and they expect to be able to do really cool stuff. That's not how it fucking works. The best gymnasts in the world didn't walk in the door on the first day and do a front handspring, right? Even the most gifted ones had to practice it and learn it for a while. Now, yes, of course, they learned it faster than everybody else probably, but there's always a beginning. So with strength training, I don't care if you have 5 pounds, 3 pounds, 2 pounds, an empty bar, the next couple times you do it, you're going to be better. You're going to be stronger. And you start to get confidence because you're like, hey, I'm getting better at something. You know, that first book you listen to and read and learn about marketing, if you're trying to, you know, start a business, you've never ever learned about marketing, how the hell do you think you're going to sell products? There's a reason that there's entire bookshelves dedicated to marketing. There's 1,000 marketing your business podcasts and audiobooks. Why do they exist? Because there's a lot of information that you need to know to be able to do it well. So start learning it. And all of a sudden, 5 years later, if you listen to enough audiobooks and read enough books, you're a marketing expert. You're going to have some self-confidence in that area. You start going to a gym and you're consistent and you just get through it, even with the self-doubt. If you've been working out for 5 years, especially if you have a good trainer, good coach, good environment, first of all, you're going to have gotten in excellent shape. And second of all, you're probably going to be somewhat of an expert yourself. You're going to be inspiring people to get started. You're going to be knowledgeable enough to answer questions. You know, I am parked outside the gym right now, and I can think of several clients at the gym who started out as just trying to survive and, you know, feel a little bit better and get through each day. And now they're inspirations for other clients. Other clients look up to them for motivation, to ask them questions, to keep them going. So how amazing is that? You know, and that's kind of how it works. I mean, again, I had a lot of self-doubt in this area, and here I am, I don't know, 5 years later, doing podcasts and videos about how to help people start to grow their business, right? When I was really worried that I didn't know how to do it either, but I spent a shitload of time learning about it and growing my confidence in the area because my subconscious knows that I've done the work. You know, I've put in hours and hours and hours and spent money learning this stuff and implementing this stuff. And then your confidence grows from that, right? So if your self-doubt about your workout weight loss program, you got to just start. You got to say, okay, I'm going to walk for 30 minutes 3 times a week. Anybody can do that. You don't need to be particularly strong or fit or have any kind of special skills to go walk 3 times a week. All you have to do is have the mental fortitude to turn off that fucking snooze alarm and get up and go walk. Now, if you do that 3 times a week, okay, because what's the self-doubt right there? Okay, the self-doubt cannot be that you're not physically able to walk 30 minutes. Now, if it is, if you're one of the rare people that's in that condition, set it at 5 minutes, set it at 10 minutes. But for me, the person I'm talking to now is your kind of average, out of shape, just hasn't been active for a while person who needs to get their shit together. You can walk for 30 minutes three times a week. So if you have self-doubt in that area, it's not about your ability to walk. It's about your ability to have the discipline to get out and do it and make the time. This is where the rubber meets the road. You have to be able to do that. If you can't do that, then fucking forget it. Just turn this off now and forget everything. You have to have the ability to say, I'm going to set my alarm 40 minutes earlier, wake up when it goes off, not hit snooze 10 times, get your shit together, get out of bed, drink a cup of coffee, and go for a fucking walk. You do that three times a week for 3 weeks to a month. Is your body going to look much different? No. Don't kid yourself. It's not. Is your body going to be much healthier? A little bit, yes. But the important part is you're going to have proved to yourself that you are not a chump, that you can do it, that you could set your mind to it and fucking do it. You set your alarm, you got up. You're going to be proud of yourself. You're going to be like, damn, I did that 12 times. Every single time I got straight out of bed. I did it. I listened to what he told me to do and I did it. Now you step it up. Okay, you've proved yourself that you're not a chump. You do have self-discipline. Now, do the next step. Okay, maybe I'm going to go to a gym and do it. Maybe I'm going to hire a trainer and learn a couple things. But, like, you got to prove it to yourself first that you have earned the right to not have self-doubt. Okay? So, do not pick something monumental to try to accomplish and prove that you have self, like, that you don't have self-doubt and that you can do it. Because if it's too big, you will not do it, and then you'll just reaffirm the self-doubt. Does that make sense? You can't bite off more than you can chew and say, hey, plow's going by, guys. Sorry if it's loud. You can't say, hey, I'm going to go to the gym 6 days a week for 2 hours and do this. Because you're probably just not going to do that right off the bat. And then you're going to say, see, I should have known. I don't have what it takes. I'm not disciplined enough to do it. I'm a failure. And this is how it's going to be forever. Like, that's what happens, right? So pick something that is reasonable, okay? Don't make it too easy, but something like that, like I suggested, and to make it appropriate to whatever you're trying to accomplish, and just fucking do it. Just get it done for a month. Prove to yourself that you can do it. And again, you know, this can apply to anything. So you decide you want to grow a business, write a book, whatever. Okay, I'm going to get up 40 minutes early, three times a week, and I'm going to write for a half an hour. I'm going to brainstorm for a half an hour. I'm going to journal for a half an hour. I'm going to put down ideas for my business. I'm going to write down a couple pages of my book. Like, just do something for 30 minutes, three times a week in the morning. If you can't find the time or the wherewithal to get up and get that done, then you don't really want whatever it is that you're trying to do, or your priorities are really fucked up and you gotta get your shit together. If you want something bad enough and self-doubt is your limiting factor, get over it by setting aside 30 minutes three times a week, get up 40 minutes early, do something positive, prove to yourself that you can do it, and everything else will fall into place from there. But understand that overcoming self-doubt is one of the biggest challenges you're gonna find, and you gotta do it by taking action. Now, here's the beautiful thing. If you have self-doubt in several areas, okay, because that's not uncommon, if you're that kind of a person, you're gonna have it in all areas. When you kick its ass in one area, that's gonna translate to the other ones. This is awesome, right? So you say, hey, I don't feel confident about my ability to work out, get in shape, so forth. You do it for a month. Prove to yourself that you can get up early. You can do everything you gotta do. Then you start getting through tough workouts. You can do that too. You can join a gym. You were afraid, you made it. Now, self-doubt in business, self-doubt in relationships, self-doubt in public speaking starts to go away too. Because your subconscious doesn't really know the difference. It's just learning that it has what it takes, it can be successful, and this is super duper powerful. So do whatever you gotta do, guys, but overcome that self-doubt. Start by proving it to yourself in small ways, and then that'll just keep building on there. Have a good day, you guys. See ya.